오늘 하나님의 말씀은
The message comes from Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 20. Matthew 16:13-20. Let's do a response reading. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by a man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Amen. Now let's all pray together that we can hear the hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the churches. And also pray for the senior overseer who is serving the message, that his lips will be anointed by the Holy Spirit. Let's earnestly pray together. God our Father, you have blessed us with the holy day and commanded us this blessed day. We thank you, God. We come before you. We want to hear your word and be changed and also be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. The Church of Jesus. Let's all read the sermon outline together. God is our one and only Father, for He created heaven for His Son and appointed Him heir. The Son is the Lord of glory. God sent His Son to the world, for He loved the world and desired to establish His church in the world. The church is the image of the Lord Jesus who appeared in this world. The church is built on the rock, and this rock is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The power of Hades cannot overcome it. The church is the kingdom, authority, and power of God. Thus, it is the only creation that has received the key of heaven. The Holy Spirit seals and testifies to this. Test yourself whether you are in the faith. Are you certain that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Is your faith built upon the rock? Test yourself and find out. We must have the faith that overcomes the world. Are our faith and power greater than the power of the devil or weaker? Pray and pray and pray even more. If you loose anything on earth, is it also loosed in heaven? If you bind anything on earth, is it also bound in heaven? We must succeed according to the will of Jesus only. Amen. God is our Father. Though there are many people living in this world, those who can call God as their Father, those who have the rights as children of God, are not many. God created man. Now, some people can call God as their father, some people cannot. Those who have faith can call God as their father, but if people don't have faith, they cannot call God as their father. Everyone either confesses him or denies him with their lips. We confess God, and therefore he is living and he is our Father. He is the Father of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the Son of God, and we have been redeemed through him. We are the children of God. We have this assurance. We have parents who gave birth to us in this world, and we know what relationship we have with our parents. In the same way, we have respect towards God and we serve him. It should be the same and constant, but a lot of times it is not. If we are in a good mood, we serve him diligently, but when we're not in a good mood, we do not serve him. You would know yourself whether you are serving God, whether you are being dutiful to God or not. We are the children of God. How great is the glory that the children of God are to receive? Clutch your hands together and hold your hands tightly and say, I believe in the Lord's blood. Without the Lord's blood, we cannot become God's children. We cannot be those who belong to the kingdom of heaven. So let's clench our hands together and we say, I believe in the Lord's blood. 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 Though there are many people living in this world, they are unable to call God their Father because they don't believe in the precious blood of Jesus. But we believe in his blood, and by his blood we are able to call God our Father. And this is because we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. As those who have been empowered by the merits of Jesus, we can call God the Father of Jesus as our Father too, because we have received the right to do so. Jesus went to the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he was quite amazed or surprised by what he encountered. Caesarea Philippi is like a Yesan of the province of Chungcheong. It's just an area or region. Wherever Jesus went, he was persecuted, but surprisingly, when he went to Philippi, the people there actually respected him and were kind to him. So Jesus asked his disciples, who do these people say I am? How come they treat me so kindly? These people regard you as a prophet. Some people say that you are John the Baptist, that John the Baptist whom Herod killed, his spirit has come to life and is at work in you. Some people say that Elijah of old, the prophet Elijah, has come back to life and is at work inside you. So they didn't see Jesus in a bad way. They saw Jesus in a good way. Because the Israelites regarded the prophets as the greatest people among them. That's why they honored Moses and Elijah, who were prophets. So they were They considered Jesus as a great figure, a great man. Among them, they regarded him as a prophet. Because all that time, they had received the teachings of Moses and the teachings of the prophets, and so they were filled with the knowledge of the law. Because they were full of the knowledge of the law, even though they had Jesus right next to them, who was God, they couldn't recognize him. Because they were filled with man. They just saw Jesus as a man, but just saw him as a prophet like Elijah or John the Baptist. But Jesus was greatly disappointed, and of course he was. But then he asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" Then Simon Peter answered, "Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And when Jesus heard this unexpected reply, he said, Simon Bar-Jonah, blessed are you. Bar-Jonah means son of Jonah, as it says in NIV, Simon, son of Jonah. Who was Jonah when Nineveh was about to be destroyed? Jonah just went around the city just once. He had to go around for 4 days in order to reach every part of Nineveh, but he just went around for one day, and he preached repentance. And the Ninevites, starting from the king to even the animals, they all repented. And so in the Bible it says that the people of Nineveh will rise on the last day and condemn the people of this generation. They heard the preaching of Jonah and they repented, and now the Son of God, who is greater than Jonah, has come to the world. But even though you hear him preaching, you do not repent. So when Jesus said, Simon Bar Jonah, he's saying, Simon Peter, you are like Jonah spiritually. You are like Jonah. Through you, the whole world will come to repentance. Through you, all peoples will be saved. So you are blessed. Who are the blessed people? Those who receive salvation through them, where many people come to repentance before God, that person is the blessed one. So Simon, son of Jonah, blessed are you. Are you a blessed person or not? You will be able to know. Are there people repenting and being saved through you? Bar Jonah. Son of Jonah means those who continue the line of Jonah. Am I like a son of Jonah? If you are, then you are blessed. People today don't know whether they are blessed or not. So many people are confused. So they don't find any joy in their faith life, and they are not able to continue their faith life. And so many people fall away. They lose all their joy. If I am a blessed person, then through me, the people should come to repentance and be saved, just as people of Nineveh heard the preaching of Jonah and repented. So through the person who is not blessed, other people cannot be saved. Only Bar Jonah is blessed. Simon Bar Jonah. So and so Bar Jonah, only such people are blessed. Only they are the blessed ones. We have to understand what blessing is. We shouldn't connect blessing, keep on connecting blessings with material wealth, material possessions of this world, or anything anything we can see. We have an everlasting relationship with God as the blessed people. Now, although I go to church, people who are not blessed, though they go for 10 years, cannot save even one person. They cannot do what Jonah did. I want all of our church members to be blessed, to be like sons of Jonah. Let's all say it together. Oh, my soul, you are Bar Jonah. You are the descendant of Bar Jonah. So the long distance which he had to travel for 4 days, he just went around one day to preach. Now, people think that being successful in this world is a blessing, but in Numbers 23, verse 19, it says that the word of God, the commandment of God, is a blessing. God's promise is a blessing. So God is not a man that he should lie, that he should repent. Whatever he says, he will take responsibility for, and he will definitely fulfill. God is not a man that he should repent. Would he not do what he says? So God's promise has to be fulfilled in you, in your life. God's promise has to be fulfilled. But if it is not being fulfilled, then it means you are not a blessed person. So in verse 20, it says, God has commanded me a blessing. I cannot reject it. When God commands us a blessing, we need to let that word be fulfilled in us. But because I reject that word, it's not getting fulfilled. Such people are not blessed. We Christians, our blessing is not like that of the world. People of this world think about a blessing as what they can see, what they can possess. But those people who have come to the church and who have repented, who have been baptized, have buried these old ideas, old way of thinking. We should have a new way of thinking, but people don't seem to. So they don't know what blessing is, and so they don't know whether they are a blessed person or not. And they reject it. He has given me a command to bless. I cannot reject it. So the blessing is the word of God, and that word was with God from the very beginning, before eternity passed. It is God. God, nothing is impossible with God. He's full of glory. Is God in you? Do you have that blessing? He has given us a name, Jesus, that has power over everything, and whoever believes and receives that name in have been given the right to become children of God. The blessed one has the right to be the children of God. They have rights, they have the authority as children of God. People still have the mind as worldly people, and they're asking for God's blessing, and this is contrary to the will of God. We have to understand what true blessing is. I came to believe in Jesus in 1957, and that's when I started to read the Bible. And within 5 years, I had read the Bible 75 times. I read it really zealously, like a Pharisee. And I really tried hard to follow the law. I had already received the Holy Spirit. I had seen visions, and I was speaking in tongues. I had received many other gifts, but still, I had not yet received God's blessing. I didn't know about God's blessing, but 5 years later, I received this word of God. If you remain in my word, if you abide in my words, then you are my true disciple. Ask for whatever you wish in my name and you'll receive it. As soon as I was moved, I received that blessing. The word came into me and I abide in that word. I dwell in that blessing. Because I accepted the blessing God commanded, I became a disciple of God. And because I possess that blessing, I can ask God for whatever I wish. And God said He will fulfill it. That has become a blessing to me. It has been fulfilled in me. It's because we don't know that we cannot receive it. The Bible says that you have to know what salvation is in order to receive it. You have to know to be saved. But it's because people don't know that they cannot receive it. So to know is eternal life, but people don't know. That's why they can't receive salvation. That's why we preach the sermon for people to know. And He also sends the Holy Spirit so that people would know by the Holy Spirit. What testimony, what effect takes place when you receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes in my name, He will remind you of everything I have told you and help you understand. What is the truth? When you understand the truth, when you understand the Word of God, it becomes truth. When you don't understand it, it's not the truth. So in Hosea, he says, my people are perishing because they are ignorant, because they don't know the truth, because they don't understand the truth. So in Hosea 6, verse 3, it says, know God, press on to know God. So even Jesus urged them, if you cannot hear by the Holy Spirit, before I spoke in parables, but when the Holy Spirit comes, He will speak to you in reality. What do you know about sin? You think that committing murder or committing theft is sin, but see, you regard moral issues as sin, but that's just a shadow and a parable. Sin is where is you be ignorant of me because you don't know me, you don't believe me. In regard to sin, He will convict you, and it's because you don't know me. If I make a mistake, if I even unwillingly say a lie, and then I say, oh Lord, I'm a sinner, but that's not the sin. You don't know the Lord, you don't know the Word, and that is sin. Many of you just sit here watching blankly and just go home. I realized this after 5 years. I came to understand the picture of God's will. That's what I have been teaching. And what did Jesus say? On this rock I will build my church. The church which Jesus was going to build, he said, Peter. Now, the rock and Peter actually have the same meaning, but the rock is talking about the foundation that is underground, like the bedrock. In Korea, we have the bedrock after you dig about 12 meters deep. But in countries like Australia, you just only need to dig about 1 meter to reach the bedrock. Now, That bedrock is called Petra. The Petra is talking about the rock as a foundation. Now, on top of it is Petros, Peter. You are my church. Jesus builds that church. You are Peter, Petros. And Petros means the rock that is set upon the foundational rock. So even though the wind blows and the rain falls, whether it's been 1,000 or 10,000 years, those rocks don't move. My church will not be shaken. Why? Because it is the rock. What is that rock? The faith that you have that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That faith is the rock. People go to church these days, but their foundation is built on sand. And so they fall away, and they're not able to keep their faith. Why is that? Because their faith has not been built upon the rock. You are Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church. Upon Petra, I will build the church called Petros. Upon the bedrock, I will build a great rock. I will set a great rock. You have heard about the reason, the purpose of why Jesus came to this world. I am the Son of God, Jesus said. And you have realized this, so blessed are you. Upon that rock, upon that knowledge, upon the truth that you know me, I will build my church. Jesus is building his church, the church of Jesus. When I first planted Songmak Church, my goal was to build a church of Jesus. I want to build a church of Jesus. In 1962, I was called and by God. About half of the Sunday school students were able to see visions. Young people were able to see visions. There was power. And as a revivalist, I began to work. At Jeonju, I set up the tent and I was leading a meeting. And there were so many people that came. Now, there were 17 walking sticks thrown away because people were healed. And wherever I went, about 90%, 95% people were being filled with the Holy Spirit and they were seeing visions. In Acts chapter 2, what did it say? In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon my men servants and maid servants. They will see visions and they will perform great miracles and wonders. This is because I wanted to build such a church, I built Songrak Church, a church that is pleasing to God. Now, when I planted the church, there was a revival in the area of Yeongdong as well. And there was an elder from Yeongdong trying to, he was telling me, why don't you build your church in Yeongdong together with me because it's going to grow. But because I started here, I didn't move. There were many times they were trying to take me to other places, but because I started here, I started because I wanted to build a Church of Jesus, Songrak Church. I was filled with that dream. I regarded that as my calling. As I said to you before, we need to have a sense of calling in our faith life. If you don't even know why you're leading your faith life, then there is no way to hold, there is nothing that can hold you. You need to have a sense of calling. It's not only elders and pastors who have a sense of calling. Everyone needs to have a sense of calling. Elders who don't have a sense of calling, even though they have been appointed as elders, they are like houses built upon the sand. Ordained deacons, they might have been ordained, but if they have not received God's blessing, they cannot become the rock, and they're not because they don't possess the faith that is like the rock, they become shaken. So it's not that people should be blaming God. They are supposed to walk together with God, but they don't. In the book of Genesis, it says that Enoch walked with God. It says that Noah walked with God. Abraham walked with God. If you don't walk with God and you say, I'm going to go this way, you go the other way, there are just so many people who walk their own way and they cannot receive God's blessing. So we need to be the church that walks together with the Lord. We need to be the church that the Lord delights in. What did God say about His Son? This is my Son whom I love, with Him I'm well pleased. The church that receives God's love, that is pleasing to God. We need to be the church that is pleasing to God, the blessed ones. So on this rock, Lord, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this faith should never be shaken. Some people leave their faith life for a while, and then when their business goes bad, they say, I'm humiliated and they don't want to go to church. It's because they're not built upon the rock. Whether you make a lot of money or not, whether you have bought a big house or not, whether you have sold your house and you've lost everything, it doesn't matter. Your soul should remain the same. Your soul should be built and established upon the rock, no matter what. Your soul should not be shaken. Are you built upon the sand or are you built upon the rock? You should be able to examine yourself and understand. People's hearts are not settled and they are constantly shaken. People say, oh, pastor, can you meet elder so-and-so? They fall into temptation. Can you meet this deacon? They fall into temptation. I hear that a lot. These people might have been ordained before many people, but because they have not received God's blessing, they are like people built upon the sand. When the wind blows and the rain falls, they are washed away. Our center we have built it so that it can withstand even an earthquake of 6.5 on the Richter scale. We dug about 30 meters deep underground. There are earthquakes around Korea right now. Of course, if there is a more severe earthquake that comes, then we can't handle it, but our church has been built so that it can withstand to 6.5. Now, our church has to be built upon the rock likewise. Is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God? And that God raised Him from the dead? Do you have that faith? Are you filled with that faith so nobody can take it away? It has to be firm. Upon this rock I will build my church. Are we really the Church of Jesus Christ? Is Songrak Church the Church of Jesus? If it is, in order to build His church, Jesus, He commanded His blessing and He sent the Holy Spirit. But are we filled with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, you will prophesy, you will see visions, there will be the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. But do you have those manifestations? In the early days of our church, there were so many great wonders and signs. I planted a Songwak church in 1962. Just as God worked upon me in the early days, I wanted to build such a church, the Church of Jesus. But are there people who see visions these days? In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon my men servants and maid servants, and they will see visions. Do you really see visions? In the early days, if we spoke in tongues, if we saw visions, if we healed the sick, there were people persecuting us as heresy. Of course, it's died down a little, but this is what has caused a lot of confusion in the Korean churches. But we have done exactly as Jesus said. When the disciples went out of Mark's upper room and they were doing great wonders, people slandered and persecuted them. But it says in the Bible that this will happen. So we need to follow exactly as the Bible says. We need to be after the Bible. We need to become the Lord's church. The church is the Lord's body. In Ephesians chapter 1, it is the Lord's body. In the body are fingers and toes, hands and eyes, nose. Likewise, the church has different members. In the Old Testament was a temple of God, and in the temple of God are certain instruments. They are sanctified by the sprinkling of blood. The Bible explains so. If we become the temples of God, then we must become the pillars of the temple. My son should become the doors of the temple. Someone should become the water basin of the temple. Some should become the lampstand in the temple. Now, without the sprinkling of blood, they are not sanctified. We became the holy temples of God by the sprinkling of the blood of the Lord. We became instruments of the temple. So those who are led by the Holy Spirit, as it says in Revelation chapter 2, you will become pillars of the temple and not be shaken. Are you not being shaken? If the father falls into temptation, then the children cannot go to the same church. If the wife falls into temptation, the husband cannot go either. It's really weird. Because they are not built upon the rock, these things happen. The Lord is the Christ, the Son of the living rock, a living God. This is the rock, the faith upon which our faith should be built. Now, when they fall to temptation, that pillar is shaken. But are you really the blessed one? Are you really the blessed one? The blessed person, I told you the word is the blessing. In other words, they have the ears to hear the word. In Revelation chapters 2 and 3, if you misinterpret the revelation, the book of Revelation, it says that in the book of Revelation, it says that if you misinterpret the word and take out anything or add anything, you would be cursed. So you have to have the ears to hear the word. You have to have the ears to hear what the Holy Spirit says. Only such a person is the one who overcomes, says in the book of Revelation. Do you have the ears to hear the blessed words of God. Although they had Jesus next to them, although they had God right next to them, they were filled with the law. They were filled with the teachings of the prophets, and thus they were not able to hear what Jesus said. The words of the Bible are not myths. They are not legends. The Bible warns against this too. In Hebrews chapter 2, do not take this as a legend to Noah, to David in the past, to what he said to Abraham in the past, is being spoken to you today who hear the word. So although people hear the read the Bible, they are just reading a legend. Oh, this is what happened 2,000 years ago, or these things must have happened. They just take it as a legend. As I told you before, Kim Kyu-dong had a lot of power when he planted the church. Now, just say that I died. Kim Kyu-dong shouldn't just be a pastor of a legend. The Word of God is living and active, that it penetrates through joints and marrow. We are not hearing the words from a legend. That's not what we're reading. We are receiving the Word that is living, that is being commanded to us today. So the Word of God is living and active. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That we emphasize this. People are trying to create Kyu-dong Kim into a legend as Peter, into a legend as well. That's the people in a legend. But the Word of God is the same. It is still active today. Why are we not able to receive the blessing? Why do we reject it? And then Jesus said, I will build my church. The church that Jesus really wants. Are you the pillar? Are you the instrument in the temple? Are you the door? Are you the water basin of the temple? Are you the lampstand? Otherwise, he's going to remove the lampstand. We need to be the church that the Lord wants, that the Lord delights in. We must walk together with the Lord. If we are the church that the Lord loves, then we need to love the church as well. If you are really a blessed person, then love the church of Jesus. We want Songnak Church to be such a church. My church will not be overcome by the gates of Hades, the power of the devil, the power of demons cannot overcome it. The power of Hades cannot overcome it. Even though the floods come, it's not shaken. Are you really the church of Christ that the gates of Hades cannot overcome? Is your family the church of Christ that the devil cannot overcome? We might sometimes make mistakes and we might fall, but we can always stand up again because we have the power of the Lord's blood. It's not because I didn't sin and because I'm righteous that I became a pastor. I have been empowered by the Lord's blood. I have been redeemed, and He has given me the Holy Spirit and has given me faith. That's why I have this blessing. What does the Bible say? Through the Holy Spirit, some will have words of wisdom, some people will have the word of knowledge. God is blessing us, but people are rejecting His blessing. You need to let the words of Jesus fulfilled in you, but a lot of people are rejecting it. I said this before, but in 1992, I was examined in Severance Hospital, and they said I should be dead. And they're even doing a research on me. Because medically, I am supposed to be dead 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. But the gates of Hades cannot overcome me. All the doctors are, they think it's really strange that I'm still alive. In terms of the world, I should have stopped preaching 20 years ago, but I'm still preaching. He said, I will build my church and the gates of Hades cannot overcome. It's because I love the Lord and because I love the church. If you were able to dissect me and see this physically, then when you open me up, you will only see the love for the church that I had. Let's all say together, oh my soul, love the church. Oh my soul, love the church. Oh my soul, love the church. But people follow their feelings and their own emotions. Let's all say it together twice. Oh, my soul, love Songwak Church. This church is the church you must love. This is the body of Christ. You must become members of the body. You have to have a sense of calling. Have a sense of calling. Oh, my soul, love Songwak Church. Twice. Oh my soul, love Songrak Church. Oh my soul, love Songrak Church. No matter what other people say, even if they might fall away, you must love Songrak Church. If you are a blessed person, become Bar Jonah. Become the descendant of Jonah. People try to become ordained, they want to become ministers and pastors, but you first have to become Bar Jonah, a follower of Jonah, to minister like that. And then what did it say? I give you the key of heaven. Whatever you ask for on earth, then it will be given. Whatever you ask for, whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. It's been 10, 20 years since you believed in Jesus, but do you have the key of heaven? They come to me and say, Pastor, bless me, but do you have the key to open the gate, to open up heaven? The church of Jesus has been given the key of heaven. I really want all of our members to love Songrak Church. Just as Jesus loves the church, I should love the church also, walk with Him all the days, and become the saint that possesses the key of heaven. Let's clench our fists together and say, oh my soul, possess the key of heaven. 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 Have the key of heaven. So if you open it on earth, then it will be open in heaven. And what is impossible in this world, in order to overcome that, we ask God, because only from heaven can it be opened, and only heaven has an answer to it. So we have to use that key. But people go to church 10, 20 years without having the key of heaven. And they are like people built upon the sand. From today, think about how we have to lead our faith life. So Jesus said in the end, do not tell anyone that I am the Christ. Why? Because it is not realized by man. You have to receive the Holy Spirit to know this. Please stand.
Please stand.
possess the key of heaven, have that great power that the gates of Hades can't overcome. Be the blessed one. Become a descendant of Jonah. If many people are saved through you, then you would know that you are truly blessed. When I wasn't blessed, although I was fervent at church, I was not able to save others. But as soon as I realized this blessing, many people were becoming saved through me because I was blessed. So with all of our heart, let's pray. Pray, God, save me. God, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Pray that you can receive God's blessing. And pray that you can be the one that loves the church. God, let me possess the key of heaven. Let's pray. Pray earnestly. Pray earnestly. 아주 간절한 마음으로